first one is some changing in the Medicaid reimbursement, in which it is allowing school districts to begin to develop their own school-based mental health programs and then be able to provide some funding back to the districts for those. The second one is also is being driven from a third-party agency that has either the potential or has lost some of their ability to provide some funding for the therapy that they provide within our schools.